1993. Thank you, Commander.
I think right up here, while I'm a little interrupted. Brian has brought a friend of his, Sonny, with him today. Brian is responsible for bringing us an incredible amount of very good information along the times that he comes out to visit with us. And some inside information when he would be going out to Edwards Field and a few things like that. I believe that he knew John Coleman. And I would like to say a word on behalf of John Coleman. Regardless of whatever kind of earthly problems ones create for themselves, or we get stirring around. And I'm not altogether without blame for that. I love to stir. And sometimes it takes a lot of stirring to bring up the stuff from the bottom of the pot. The Committee of 300 is the best book regarding that subject in your world today. Now, I don't care how much of it came from Mullins' work. I will honor Mullins for his work. Coleman took it and integrated it. Stitch has remarkable work on the air system, Unfriendly Skies, I believe it's called. And now, Defrauding America, we're very, very pleased to have been a part of that. Go in there and read about Rosmacher's Bunch. This is stuff you understand and touch every day. And we have ones that will be coming here for security. And at this point, I want it known it is not Rosmacher. Ones, however, live in these little cells. Lori was just here. Audrey's daughter, Lori. She works day and night for these patriots. She cannot even pay her phone bill. EJ helps her with her phone bill just so Gunther can talk to his wife. This is how bad it is. And they try to silence Lori. And there's still enough power from inside the system even that she can be put into some kind of physical protection from the other branch of the CIA. You can't even tell the CIA's after the CIA. Major airlines owned by the CIA. You don't know when you get on to fly, for goodness sakes, if you don't read Unfriendly Skies. You don't read our work. I would just tell you, go out there and read Bo Bright's newsletter and get it off my back. But you may find out one little thing about Weaver. And that does not even touch the problem of Weaver. That has to do with an all-out assault against the Aryan nation. Well, are they pure? For goodness sakes, they are gun-carrying supremacists. No. How better to pull down. And yet they just, you know, poor Weaver just wanted to go up there and be left alone. The government saw him as a tool to send him in and snitch. and he refused, and he's dead. That's the way they work. Only he didn't get dead, did he? But they tried. They had the fuel tanks loaded, ready to dump them and burn them out alive. Just like Waco. Well, Lori, bless her heart. You know, she's just right in there, and we all became close with Bo. You know, huggy close with Bo. This is our brother. And there was such respect, and there was such love. So she sends him a cute little cup, and, you know, and finally after his trips and back to Idaho, he responds to her with a very short letter, but very sweet, and says something to the effect that you can follow anybody can follow anybody. You can follow Hatton if you want to, or Hatton's teachings. What are Hatton's teachings? And then the next sentence is, but I will follow Jesus Christ. Does that strike anyone as interesting? I travel with the one he calls Jesus Christ. And then he says, anyone is welcome to their own religion. I'm paraphrasing. It was more abrupt and cryptic than that, but it was in there. God loved Lori as only she can, drawing her arrows and in big print, you know. I love you, but maybe you should stop judging. Well, that's not going to sit well, because I suggested that also, and that really ticked him off. But she said something interesting. She said, I believe in God as my master. In other words, I don't even know what you're talking about. But she said this, Hatton is no more a religion than is Bo Bright's a religion. I would hope that will make him think. Does it matter? No. Everyone will do what they need to do. But it will tell you something, that if Bo Bright's bothered to take time out from his fight training, where we're going to learn to defend ourselves with knives and swords and guns, he would find that Christ is the only light we follow. People make their judgment on nothing. Don't be guilty of doing that. Don't come to a meeting after 5 years and walk out and say, man, all he does is just rip and slice and thrash and shred. Because you may not have been here when we went together over our spiritual journey. You're not going to get off this planet unless you come into the Christed light shelter. I am happy to show you the way. My mission is to bring the word. And as a messenger, a representative, Jesus Ananda, Emmanuel Jesus, is perfectly capable of speaking for himself, and does every day. It is just not yet time for him to take on the major load of the teaching. You are still behind. And to jump from back here to over here where he says, did you take your Gondriana this morning and what is your frequency today? Will I be able to get you with my finger through that light pulse? Moi? Oh, well, I didn't get one of those black lights, so I don't know. And you may be able to heal your body. You may not, depending on what is going on in that body. And because it looks like water and it comes from some kooky people, I better not try that. And because you cannot get the injectable in the United States without getting it from Canada or Mexico, it isn't so easy to offer it. Enzis, do I have any kind of response from Bill?
Yeah, he says, no injection. Don't want it. I says, now are you sure? Yep, I'm sure.
All right, we have two places to put it. Bud Clark is going to be very, very sick. He's one. The other is Harry Brewer's daughter, the one that you would know as Betty. She is in need desperately of a lung transplant. Will it heal? I don't know. But it won't heal if you don't use it, will it? And let this be your example. These ones, blessed be, and I mean it from the bottom of Dharma soul. Everybody has a right to their own journey. And he certainly has a right to refuse. And why didn't it make him well when he went through one bottle of it? And he made it 2.5 years beyond the day they said he would die. But no injections, no nothing. Don't heal me now. I showed them. Now they're going to show him. It's going to be lingering and agonizing. They are alone with Happy Bird Aviary. That's as bad a job, as constant a job, as a pet farm, a zoo, or a dairy. You cannot have caged animals that do not have every day attention at least twice a day. She is a little German lady. How are they going to manage? Well, certainly when funding comes, they've already set a price on their business, so maybe you can help them that much. Because you need the birds. The birds will be your guides. But there's no more that you can do other than love, support, and pray. And maybe he's got enough in him to carry him. This is another situation where you can drop off 3 or 4 papers and they don't get read. But he did go through one series of Gondriana. And he did go through some crystal life before that and was doing pretty well. But you have a situation where the medical profession has now emasculated him. We're going to save him. Well, I would guess that he's not too happy on living as half a man, because this is something else up here in this head that you can't seem to deal with. And I'll beat it anyway. That's another one. I know that I can beat it. And if you believe enough in God, perhaps you can. Here, he believes more in God than he wants to admit. In the presence of these one day, the subject of God came up with other ones in the store. And he said, well, you know, this was after they left. He said, well, anybody asked me about God, I just said, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in God. And I was in Vietnam. I don't believe in anything. Mm-hmm. But you don't have an aviary and love animals without also loving God. These are the cases where God sees the goodness, and you shouldn't judge the man. Well, they need help. And this is a time of assault. And the word has already come back, you see. Okay, we're going to be dealing with depopulation. Let's get those buggers that are going to depopulate. I want to tell you some bad news. Their opposition also is going to depopulate this world. Well, who is their opposition? Is that you, Hatton? No. I don't have to depopulate the world. I will take my people off of the world, if need be. You will depopulate the world. These factions at each other will depopulate the world. So the next question comes, well, all right, you have the patriots, the ones that say, well, if not with ballots, with bullets. We'll go up there with bullets. And you have the ones incarcerated. You have the other patriots out there making their speeches. We're going to change the system, and I have a right to hold my Uzi, defend myself. Well, for every Uzi you have now, which you're not supposed to have, you can go to prison. And they will come with two Uzis to get your one. Do you have a right to kill to stop them from taking your Uzi? No. Let's get it cleared up right now. No. Thou shalt not kill. Period. Does that mean that you won't? No. Does that mean that if you do, you're thrown out of heaven forever? No. Intent. And only you and God know intent. And sometimes I think you don't. We're trying to grow you into knowing. Well, okay, but I'll tell you, Uncle George, you've got a real bad problem here with little George over there. We'll just go have a little talk with him and break his knees. Well, I'd really rather you not do that. A little talk, maybe, but leave his knees alone. Well, if breaking his knees doesn't work, then maybe we'll just break his head. Well, I'd really rather you not do that. Well, I'm just trying to help. This is for the good of the cause. Well, it's not the good of my cause, but I can understand where that one's coming from. And I am being satirical about this, because it's very, very serious. And it is very undoing to ones who work with others who are making a magnificent, risking effort to to help. And then you have, quote, the bad faction from the good faction. How in the world can you tell if they're murdering each other which one is good and which one is bad? Who's bad in Bosnia-Herzegovina? The Serbs or the Muslims? Or the Bosnians? The Russians or the United States? Well, obviously, the United States is a good guy. You are the seat. Hear me. You are the focus, the seat of the adversarial Antichrist. You are the chosen nation of God. Why are we here? Because this is now the focus of the battle. And Mr. Dershowitz said it as good as anybody. And have you noticed Mr. Dershowitz? Jewish lawyer. And I use the term and it makes Jewish sound so vile. And I'm so sorry, because the Jews conjured this term in the late 1700s. And, well, the 1800s, the late 1700s. You don't know what to speak. Who am I going to offend if I say you are an American? Mr. Dershowitz goes this far. He is working. He is not only Israel first. This is what you're calling the congressmen now who vote for Israel first and America second. Because they say, I'm first a Jew. Oh, try me again. Is that a religion? Is that a race, a creed, a color? What are you talking about? If you dare say it's a color or a creed, you're anti-Semitic. Down with you. Off with your head. The ADL will get you, you sucker, you anti-Semite. And not a single one of them come from the Semites. None of them. How can you be Israel first if you are a citizen of another country? And it's not a religion. Ah, it is a religion if you're going to pay taxes. Don't touch me. I have a religious right not to pay taxes. That's why you have so many PAC groups, so many lobbyists in Washington. You can only give so much. And let me tell you, these are shrewd bankers. So you meet the limit with this society, and then you build another one, and another one, and another one, and it's good business, and every one of you remember it. You incorporate them, but they're tax-free. They are tax-free. With the thing in Japan, Israel's money. Whose? Israel doesn't have any money. They use your money. Remember? Oh, well, I can tell you are not a Semite. I am a Semite. How can I be anti? It's hard to get out from being some way involved in those tribes of early Israel. And I'm talking about the whole, not Palestine. So, again, look at the protocols. You don't even know where you are and who you are. I like to go right back to the term Khazar because that's what they were. And isn't it funny, once we came forth and we started hitting this, how many history books there actually are, and they are Jewish. The Jewish encyclopedia, etc. Who has tried to hide this Khazarian history, just like they have voted in the Holocaust. Of course there was death. But the whole of Germany, for goodness sakes, was filled with Khazarians. And you had this same element footing the bill for the Bolshevik revolution while you had all this upheaval going on in Europe. To the point that that just about got lost in the shuffle. The same people funding both. Setting up both. And then the Jewish encyclopedia gives the number of people of Jewish origin that they could call Jews. Long about that period of time as 6 million something. How could you kill 6,500,000 of them, which year before last they wanted to upgrade the number by 500,000? Well, they're still referring to 6 million, but very frequently you're going to see it written over 6.5 million. There were not 6.5 million of them. It isn't a matter of whether or not there was a thing. Mathematically, it does not add up. It could not have happened that way. So now you have the attack of the Anti-Defamation League. The Anti-Defamation League, my children, comes right out of British intelligence. With orders from the Committee of 300. The ADL B'nai B'rith is the Jewish thrust which is most prevalent in the United States of America. They are the ones, on the other hand, that are now so active in Australia and Japan. So it's hard to say the Crown of England is doing that. Yep. And it's being enforced by an international police organization of the United Nations. ATF, BATF, Mossad, taken from Moses, KGB, and whatever they're calling the new one. The new lie in Russia, and CIA. So they shift more KGB agents into the CIA than you have Americans. And they're all trained by the highly qualified Mossad. The Jews, the Khazarian Zionists, have been the terrorists since creation began. Why did you have the symbol of a serpent in the Garden of Eden? The Khazarians came along, took up the Judean religion because they didn't want Mohammedan, they didn't want Christianity. They were of those tribes. They were Russian, Mongol, and Nordic. heavy, heavy Turkish accent tangled in there. And there is only one group of people that springs basically from what you could call a Mongolian background, Asian, Oriental, if you will, that is meaner than the Israeli Mossad, and that is that group that your sons and husbands went to fight, not in Vietnam, but in Cambodia. The Cambodian military are so brainwashed, they are the most horrendous, cruel, torturing terrorists on your globe. And they're trained, they were trained, absolutely trained by the Mossad. You see, communism was created through the Jews. And we just bring you bits and pieces of history. How dare you, you anti-Semites, sit here and say this? I'm not saying it. I'm offering it to you right out of history books. Theirs. Mm-hmm. Theirs. Now this is just the way it is. Am I against the Jews? I am against the Zionists. It doesn't mean that all Zionists have any idea what they are doing. They may very well be good Christians. So obviously I cannot be against all Judeo-Christians, which is the stupidest thing I have ever heard. And all of you have switched right over. My background is Judeo-Christian. That is like saying I'm black and white. Which part of you? You know. The whole. Well, maybe you could be gray, but you cannot. You are either one or the other. Oh? Where do you come up with such crazy nonsense, sir? I'm not going to take your paper anymore. Really ticks me off, you bigot. I don't want this from you, you bigot. I just want to know an explanation from the universe. I just want an explanation of the universe, from the universe, by the universe, and I want it in 30 seconds or don't waste my time. Over and over and over again. I cannot speak of the past of your historical lineage without telling you these things. And yes, people get killed for it. Don't think the ADL hasn't tried to get this one. They don't want it out there because it's the truth. Why didn't you know about it? We had someone here who has been a teacher all her life. What do you know about the Khazars? Not one thing. And then finally, in reaching way back and then looking, checking, one small paragraph about Khazarians and a little bit about where they were in ancient times. The Khazarian Empire lasted over 300 years and they infiltrated every nation on the globe. And they called themselves Jews. When they took up the Judean religion, quote, because they had the answer to everybody. They were warmongers. Everywhere they went, they were at war. They were the commercially controlling entity. They were the bankers. They were the commerce controllers. They would gain control and power everywhere they were. And just as they have handled the Holocaust by voting it in that you may not disagree, it becomes law. It got to the point that if you spoke of the things that I speak of today, you would be killed. And therefore, except in the books that were never intended to be brought public, ever, those secret religious books, Khazarianism was banished. Just like someday communism will be illegal to speak the term. Does that mean the systems changed? No. After the Bolshevik Revolution, there were something like 22 million Christians killed in Russia. I don't hear anybody bitching about that Holocaust. Oh, well, but the communists took over. Who were the communists? Every member of the communist government was Jewish. Hear me. Including Lenin. I don't blame the people. Maybe I've come a little farther than some of the authors who say, and George Washington was one of them, and Jefferson, if you leave this element, it will destroy us. If this element is ever allowed to rise in power, it will destroy us. And yet it was already there. It was already there through the Illuminati and the Freemasons. Oh, now you're going to hit those nice clubs downtown that save children at Shriners Hospital. Oh, for goodness sakes. Grow up. Those are secret, secret organizations. And from them spring so many of your churches. What did the Catholic Church have to hide? Things like Sister Charlotte. Goodness gracious, I wish I knew how to sell some of our journals. They made pretty big splashes when we first wrote it. Everybody was shocked out of their mind over this little nun at the hands in a monastery, a nunnery, whatever you call it, convent. The torture, the horror. Well, surely then everybody in the church knows. How? How could everybody in the church know? Father Cleary had been a priest in that church for 35 years. He didn't know it. But he certainly knew of other corruption and everything going on all of the time. In fact, I remember one day he said, "My gosh, I'm just learning to eat for myself. It was nice to be king." You know, these are funny things, but it's interesting to note. Why would the Jews know this? They think that they are trying to get back their country, their place, their homeland. How would they know? It's more hidden from them than it is from you. And they can sit back here and say, "You're just an anti-Semite and you're persecuting me." And that looks so bad that then comes Big Brother and says, "Well, All right, pour out your funds, and we'll shake these people up. That is the journey through this world. And in the awakening, you cannot just ring the alarm clock on one side of the bed. That person gets up, he's still asleep, he just got his eyes open now. It's like drinking and coffee. Maybe you don't have a sleeping drunk anymore with a lot of coffee, you've got a wide awake one. Well, that's what we're doing here. Let's ring the bell of freedom. Let us go and save our constitution. What constitution? They don't pay any attention to your constitution. Well, does that mean you shouldn't try to save it or do? Absolutely. It's the last shred. You must do something. But can they prevent you doing it by force? Yes, indeed. They can incarcerate you for nothing. They can execute you for nothing. And if they don't want it seen, they'll let you go and just shoot you. Back to Mr. Dershowitz. He said, America is to be the new and bigger Israel. It is the home of the Jews. I didn't write that. He said that. He said it publicly. It is printed publicly. Now, every big case that comes along, Mr. Dershowitz is there, right? He was there with Mrs. Hemsley. He was there with Mr. Tyson. Both of them are still in prison, and Mr. Tyson just had a hearing, and they're not going to let him out now. What is Mr. Dershowitz doing for him? He's keeping him in there, isn't he?
Yep.
It's all ready to collapse. And you can't sit and wait. This was another thing I had from one of the writers about the children in homeschool. After all, we are just waiting here for this world to collapse, is basically what was said. Oh, waiting for it all to change. Waiting. Going to have to go back to living primitively, where all they need is first aid and things like that, and they don't teach it. Survival classes in school. If that's why you're teaching at home, that's wrong. Right off. If that is why you are teaching at home, that's wrong. When you assume it is all lost, it is lost. But what are you going to do here? I'm going to continue to write. We're going to continue to write. Even if other things have to go, we will continue our mission. And as we can or not, we will be flexible about everything else that we do here. We don't have a church. We don't have a group. These ones are willing to work with or do anything possible to further the cause of freedom, and especially to look after brother in any way possible. But when the brother makes himself more important than the mission, forget it. We're right back to mission. Well, we, I, you know, whatever. Whatever you choose. I have never lost sight of the vision or the mission. If there are great assumptions and misleadings about the physical location, I can't help that. That does not come from me. It's an important location here for many reasons. And I have no input as to who moves into this place. I do have input if you think you're moving here to either, I've had this one happen too, I'm going to come and organize for them. Well, good luck. Maybe we need it, but it probably is not our mission. And another one is, that I'm going to come and organize, and I will need this much. I will need 300,000 for this, and you know, and I'll need these numbers of people. Oh. You were planning to bring that with you, weren't you?
No.
Well, no. But I trust that God will. Well, let's see. God, where are you? You're going to do it. We're the Wayshores. We've done it. We're happy to put it down onto paper and let you look at it. And help you if we can. And we do. We work on great and magnificent things that will come to pass. But it's very hard to get them to come to pass with these kinds of pressures and this kind of openness. It isn't that your enemy doesn't know what's going on and who you are and where you're going to get some of your funding, etc. They've already been there, you know, with their Uzis.
Let me turn the tape.